this Friday, Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 opens in American theaters. It's a scathing look at the Bush administration, and the film is expected to be the biggest grossing documentary ever. Moore argues that the president's military strategy is more influenced by his family's oil interests than concerns about terrorism. Not surprisingly, in this election year, Fahrenheit 9/11 has moved to the front lines of the culture wars. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Fahrenheit 9/11 has gotten a lot of free publicity, starting with the controversy that erupted when the Walt Disney Company declined to distribute it because of its political content. It won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival in May. It had star-studded screenings in Los Angeles and New York. Former New York Governor Mario Cuomo signed on to appeal the film's R rating. The picture has been attacked by opponents on the right because Moore has acknowledged that he made it to help defeat the president, who is shown in the most unflattering light, dealing with weighty issues on the golf course.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
Fahrenheit 9/11 shows graphic imagery of the destruction wrought by the war in Iraq, and it features American troops questioning or even denouncing their mission.
I will not let anyone send me back over there to kill other poor people, especially when they pose no threat to me and my country.
Since Disney dropped the film, Fahrenheit 9/11's new distributors have booked it into theaters in haste in the prime of summer. It's still not clear how many will be showing Fahrenheit 9/11 when it opens on Friday, June 25th. Lionsgate Films says it will be on more than 700 screens, many more than the usual documentary. That doesn't sit well with former California State Assemblyman Howard Kaloogian. He started a website called Move America Forward that is urging people to petition theater owners not to show the film. While Lionsgate denounces that as censorship, Kaloogian disagrees.
Using our troops abroad for a political purpose at home is wrong and shameful.
Lionsgate says the boycott effort is failing because theater owners know this film is going to make a lot of money. And certainly, it seems to be poised to do exactly that. Box office analyst Paul DeGarabedian says the only other documentary that has opened in a comparable number of theaters was last year's Tupac Resurrection, a film about rapper Tupac Shakur that played on 801 screens. It grossed $4.6 million in its opening weekend, a record that DeGarabedian says should soon be broken.
Fahrenheit 9/11 is the film that will probably beat the all-time record for an opening weekend for a documentary.
Tupac Resurrection topped out at $7.7 million, which is a very good number by ordinary standards. But Fahrenheit 9/11 is sure to gross much, much more. DeGarabedian says that Moore is likely to have the number one documentary of all time by beating himself.
The highest grossing non-concert, non-IMAX documentary is Bowling for Columbine, Michael Moore's 2002 release that earned about $21.6 million domestically.
And that film never got anything like the send-off that Fahrenheit 9/11 is getting.
Bowling for Columbine opened in just 8 theaters. It went a lot wider as it played because it became so popular, but it was never in, 500-plus theaters.
Move America Forward's Kaloogian says whatever Fahrenheit 9/11 grosses, it should not count as a record for a documentary.
It's not a documentary as it purports, but it's a propaganda piece with a political agenda.
But even as he says those words, he knows he's helping to publicize the picture. Kaloogian says it's too late to worry about that. The film has already gotten so much coverage, he says, that the best thing to do is to challenge it. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.